Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is the 25th of April, 2012. And you know what? D.C., the entire D.C. area, and frankly, most of America, gripped in the excitement of playoff fever.
For the NHL, of course.
Of course, as tonight, Game 7, the Capitals head up to Boston to take on the Bruins.
It's going
to
be a big game. They've been winning on the road, so
this
I'm
is
hopeful.
The decisive game, and we seem to have someone at the door.
There's a lot of optimism going into this game.
Hello?
Oscar, will you get that?
Yeah. Right? Hello?
Hey, there he is, Ovi.
The Great Eight.
Alex Ovechkin.
Turn the music down.
You don't like the music?
It's all right. It's good music.
Alex, I couldn't help but notice as I opened the door, your wonderful Mercedes outside. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Lovely car.
Yes. Shiny. Yeah.
I like the Mercedes drive around to, to a game.
I found it odd that you were driving a Mercedes since don't you have some sort of deal with Land Rover?
Land Rover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that you say clearly. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Are you excited about the game tonight? Game 7.
We have to play hard, to Boston Bruins. There's a good
Alex, Ovi, we're on the radio, so if you could, just kick it up a little bit, that would be helpful. So we can understand what you're saying.
I didn't even kick it.
Just speak loudly and speak clearly. That would for the radio.
Is,
that would be helpful.
Football, soccer.
Alex,
no. We're talking to you. We're talking hockey.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're on time for the game tonight.
The game is going to be.
You might want to check your tag.
It's going to be a hard game. Seventh game is. If
you want to be on time for the game, you might want to check your Tag Heuer watch.
Tag Heuer.
Yeah. You have a deal with them, right?
Yes.
You
great
like their
watches.
Oh, you like
really
their watches.
You like them?
Tag Heuer.
Yeah. Well, does it make you feel good?
Oh, it's good watch.
Yeah. Now, but what about the game?
Are you excited?
We get to play. We play hard with the Bruins, good team. They check, shoot, skate.
Yeah. You're something of a local hero.
Why?
Well, you're a great hockey player. As a matter of fact, you were recently honored by having a figure made of you at Madame Tussauds.
Oh, the Wax Museum.
Yes. You like that?
Yes.
Did you get paid for that?
Oh, no.
No,
but I like figure in Wax Museum. Yeah. Looks good.
Very handsome.
Yes, very good. Yeah. I stopped by, take family to see, and went to Russia House to drink vodka.
Alex.
Very nice.
Yes. What does this series mean to you? Game 7, you've been so close to actually taking it home and winning these past six games.
Yes,
times. But it hasn't gone your way. Tonight's going to be a tough, a tall order for everybody.
It's a tougher game to play because, Game 7 is a fight on both sides, and we've been in Boston. It's a tough place to play.
Tough to play in away game?
Yeah, very tough.
I'm glad you got that.
We care about the
Now, I have a question. let's go back for a second. You mentioned the Wax Museum. You went by and you took
Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Wow.
You took a picture with
impressive.
Your family?
Yes, with the camera.
Okay. Was it a Canon brand camera?
Canon cameras. Great clarity.
Why is it so great?
Well, because it's good company that makes great camera.
What is better quality, a Canon camera?
Yes.
Or the defense of the Washington Capitals?
Oh, well, the defense is, they say if we talk about hockey, it's right. It's important for the defense to play close checking and the back check, fore check, and the check in general.
Check.
Are you particular about the brand of equipment you use?
Yes, I am.
What is your favorite brand?
Bauer.
Oh.
You like that?
And Prince Hockey Sticks.
Also
Prince,
very good.
Like wow. Sticks.
Yes, good products.
Yeah. Yes, you like them to help you play better?
It's so good to see
Citibank.
we didn't ask you about
Tag Heuer.
We didn't help we already you covered that.
Land Rover.
Sure.
Oh, that's a good
yes.
One.
Hey.
if you play very well, maybe you could buy yourself a bracelet.
A bracelet?
Yes.
Tiffany.
That's right. Oh, you're there too. Yeah. But what do you expect for the game tonight?
Yeah. The game?
That's the important thing.
It's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough to play with the Bruins. They're a good team. They get together with the, you know, the.
Well, you know, if you win, if you win, it's going to mean, I think, more endorsement deals for you. Are you excited about
this? That's right. I win game, I get to Stanley Cup, I get more endorsements.
Right, more endorsement
you'd
deals.
Like that.
Yes.
I'm going to kick ass.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You guys are running 120. Your little lights are flashing all over the place. That's what's up.
We got a patient in there.
Well, there's not a hospital within 50 miles of this place. Where are you headed?
UCLA Medical Center. L.A.
Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question, but if she's that sick, why didn't you fly her?
Why didn't we fly her? I'm just a driver. We have to ask the doc. No.
That's a good idea. Why don't we ask the doc?
What's going on out here? What is this crude interruption?
The patient, why can't she be flown to California?
Cysts on the walls of her lungs. Very rare. You see, airplanes are only pressurized at 10,000 feet. Now, anybody knows anything about the medicine knows that she can't fly, she has to be driven. Or we couldn't even go through Denver, it's so high.
Is that lady all right?
She's in great pain. Causes her to make certain delirious
delirious.
Let me explain something to you. We have to get the senator's wife to California in 72 hours.
We're very close.
But as long as you're in New Jersey, I want you fellas to take it easy. You got that?
We sure do.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 13 million times and heard of 150 countries worldwide. You can call us. I'll give you the number in just a second. 718-506-1625.
When you make those crude gestures that involve your mouth and your fist
and your hand,
it really doesn't benefit anybody.
I know, it's terrible.
You know what it does? It makes me uneasy.
It makes me uneasy too, and yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. You seemed pretty comfortable.
How weird is that?
A little weird.
Only call us if you have something.
And please I'm gonna, have something.
This little charade of the phones. Yeah. I don't know why I bring my computer in here every day.
It wasn't even charged today.
When we do get phone calls, uh-huh. I don't take them. Uh-huh. And then when you know when I want you to call, you don't call. Mm-hmm. So it's just turning out to be a total exercise of futility.
I believe you are slightly soured on it because when you came in, you looked almost with joy in your eyes. You said, well, my computer's dead, I can't take calls. And then Mark pulled out a charger, and you go, oh, okay.
All right.
I guess we can try that.
Our show today is brought to you by the best cotton picking way to support this show that exists in the world. That, of course, is our Amazon page.
Do it.
Now's the time to check out the Mother's Day gift store. Mother's Day just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire.
Oh, hi, Fire.
Yeah. Or stuff your mom loves. I don't understand how that works. And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire or stuff your mom loves. Well, your mom might consider the Kindle Fire something she
right.
loves.
Right, or this stuff
I understand that Shaft was a bad mother.
And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire or stuff your mom loves in the jewelry, crafts, and kitchen department.
Oh, there
right.
we go.
Oh, that's the rest
Pots
of it.
Pots and pans
for mom. You smoking a joint
mom.
When you wrote that?
Not at all.
All right. Bookmark our Amazon page to save money and support the show. And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire or stuff your mom loves in the jewelry, crafts, and kitchen department. While you're at it, I'm trying to write. And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire. Or maybe that's the way I should.
I mean,
how about this?
Yeah. And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire. Or stuff your mom loves in the jewelry, crafts, and kitchen department.
That's it.
Yeah.
By Jove, I think you
got it right.
Winner.
Swap it. Consider things your mom loves or get her a Kindle Fire.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
Consider stuff your mom loves like jewelry, crafts, and the kitchen departments. Or while you're at it, consider the Kindle. Forget it.
No.
Bookmark our Amazon page.
I think Mother's Day has already passed.
And support. And say, well, this is how I always call on Buzz. Buzz?
Yes. Rewrite.
Bookmark our Amazon. Is this the one you were talking about writing yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
Okay.
And I ended up writing some more. You know, another one.
Bookmark
in addition
our
to that.
Amazon page to save money and support the show. Do your shopping at MikeOMaraShow.com. Well, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Mm-hmm. Oscar, I got to tell you the feedback I got
yeah,
for your
amazing,
thing
buddy.
Yesterday. You know, that was a real slice of life, and I know you didn't do it for any other reason than you were experiencing your own psychotherapy session
mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all in that mindset that if we'd gone through that, we'd want to purge, but just terrific feedback from people that,
rightly
you know, that's
so.
That's a part of reality that very rarely people come close to, and you were all over that.
Yeah, may I say something?
Yeah.
I just, I have to tell you that I was seriously considering not even talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
It's something I didn't really want to talk about.
Pretty heavy.
It's a trauma.
But I'm thankful to you guys because you gave me really a place to put my thoughts together and really mm-hmm. get it out and purge, as you said.
Right.
It's truly cathartic. And second off, I wasn't expecting anything from anybody.
Right. Right.
But I have to say that the messages I received privately and publicly mm-hmm. on my Facebook really moved me, and I can't thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I think it's important to acknowledge that when you get ones that say, you know, hey, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah.
at least what I got from you is that you were probably going through a little
yes.
bit of guilt,
a little
and a self-doubt. Lot of
self-doubt
on that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was very cool. On the program today, walking through the inmates. Will I go walking through the inmates in the morning with my 2.5 mile power walk? I didn't know what to do. There was one on a lawnmower, and I'll tell you in a second.
I was shocked when you described your route today, and you mentioned lots of things that were very, you know, normal neighborhood things, and you said, and then I take a left at the detention center.
You don't have, by any chance, in your vast collection, any music that banjo music from Cool Hand Luke. Do you have that by any chance in your vast collection?
I have some Cool Hand Luke stuff. Let me see what I got.
Dun, dun, dun. I can actually do it. Dun, 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 dun. And then
well,
the harmonic
that,
comes in.
I could
in.
Have saved money on an iPad.
The harmonic comes in like this.
You got to have a harmonica.
Anyway, so I'll tell you about what happened. It's just weird. It was a moment that I will share with you. Tonight we're going to be at Jimmy's for the big Rock the Red party with the Washington Capitals taking on the Boston Bruins in Game 7 of the opening round of the Washington Capitals playoff series. I will tell you, I am filled with dread, but at the same time, I'm supporting
you
my...
You like Jimmy's.
Oh,
you meant because of the game.
No, Jimmy's got a fundraiser there. I'm filled with dread about that, too.
I love
are you
hope
doing the auction?
Sure,
Jimmy
cause.
Listens to every show. I love Jimmy. It's just there's going to be a lot. There's always something going on.
It's
there.
A little like
a little
if
you
circus.
Do a last minute, you can't
this
do a last
is why,
minute
thing. This is why he is a successful bar owner. Because
he's
there
P.T.
is
Barnum.
There is always something
right.
going on.
Now, will Jimmy have a microphone there?
Oh, Jesus.
Not if we can find it first.
Let me explain what's happening tonight.
I'm getting there early to hide the batteries.
If you are a Washington Capitals fan, come out and rock the red at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. If you wear red, you get a raffle ticket, and the prize that we were going to give away at our State Theater show will be given away tonight, and that's a $50 gift certificate to Jimmy's mm-hmm. and also two nights hotel at the fabulous, luxurious,
and convenient
Holiday Inn Herndon.
With free shuttle service to Jimmy's.
That's right. And, you know, you can use that for a friend that wants to come have a little dinner at Jimmy's and then stay a couple of nights in the D.C. area to go enjoy the sights.
I've stayed at that hotel. Carrie's thrown up at that hotel.
I have been at that hotel many, many times.
Way to sell it.
So we want you to come by. Rob is going to be there. Oscar just said he's going to pop by if he gets a
Jabril
chance.
Jabril is going to be there.
So really stop by and Jabril's Rob is, you know.
Yeah, he's bringing
I know
his
Rob's game more than Rob knows his game.
Yeah.
I know Rob's game before Rob knows his head.
Because I want to bring kids tonight.
To a bar.
You don't want to stay. That's why.
Ah.
I'll stay later than you. Or
you're
longer
not,
than your conscience.
You're not. It's not your bag, and I appreciate the support. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to say anything negative.
Say anything that you want negative. I am bulletproof, and it'll roll off my back. Mm-hmm. Carrie is useless when it comes to helping me out in things like this.
But it's, you know.
And I can't leave the kids at home.
Actually, you've been to many sporting events at Jimmy's and mm-hmm. stayed for the duration.
Yeah.
So.
And I've, yeah. and you know
I didn't
what?
Expect you to come. I didn't expect anybody on the show to
I
come.
I asked permission to bring Jabril because really that's not my call to bring
right.
a kid to a
bar.
If
right.
it's just not my kid.
But Jimmy's is like an old Irish pub, and kids come in there for dinner.
It's
and
a
stuff
restaurant.
Like
but Jabril's right. drinking is under control. So
absolutely.
It's
safe. Yeah. You know, mostly beer.
I'm not giving you a hard time.
You know what? He's going to use Jabari's ID so he can get in.
So Rob will be there for about 15 minutes.
10.
Don't miss it.
Stop by.
Can I add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just one little thing.
He's back on his game.
Nothing harmful.
I was just not even going to look over there.
I was just thinking about internally, but I figured I'd share.
Go ahead.
I think Julia, if she's not old enough to babysit, couldn't you hire a babysitter?
I could, but it's really kind of a hard pull on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
I'm just curious.
School night.
I'm not a parent, so I don't really know.
Exactly. Thank God for that.
Why don't you have Jabril's mom babysit him?
Because she's working. That's why I have
Jabril.
That's right. Okay. I'm the one with the la-la-la devil-may-care lifestyle. I'm the one that can go out to bars.
And take kids.
I think it's cool.
And your kids. Kids to bars. I just wish one of them was 16.
Your kids dig it.
Oh, yeah.
No, Rob was under no obligation to come to the scene. I didn't ask him to come. Right. And so he's showing up on his own.
Team player.
With his kids, and I appreciate that. So we'll be rocking the red tonight
cooking.
At Jimmy's. And this idea was, I actually came up with this idea about 5 minutes after the game on Sunday because I was
so Jimmy,
depressed.
I've got an idea.
That's what I did.
There's game seven.
And
we're doing it here,
of
place.
All the things
Let's
I do when I have a cocktail or two, that's the one I need to stop.
Do you regret?
No. I do not regret. Because you know what? I want to commiserate if they lose tonight. I want to commiserate with like-minded fans.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to be in a place that's going to make me happy. And so that Jimmy's makes me happy, and that's fine. I don't want to be sitting in my own living room just in depression.
You don't seem optimistic that they're going to win. I don't know a lot about it, but I have a good feeling. They've won the first two there in Boston. And
I am neither optimistic
nor
pessimistic.
Right in the middle. Okay.
Yes.
You are ambivalent.
Well, that's a good place to be.
And they did not win the first two in Boston. They split in Boston.
Ah.
And then they won one in Washington.
Well, see, I told you I don't know much about it. Yeah, I was right.
Are you bringing your daughters?
No.
I thought it was kids at Jimmy's.
No, he's bringing the dogs.
No, I had my daughter, my youngest daughter, over for dinner last night with her friend from Colombia.
Hey, do you know him, Oscar?
No.
And she may be going to Colombia in the summertime.
Wow. Really?
And I looked at her. I hope I didn't offend the friend, but I looked at as soon as she said that, I turned around to her and I said, don't get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right.
Boy or girl.
What's that?
Boy or girl?
A girl.
But the
Colombian women?
Think I'd let her hang out with a Colombian man?
The
it's like a walking penis.
If she did get kidnapped, you could do your Liam Neeson for real.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who you are, but I do know that I have a very specific set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a lifetime. If you do not return Elizabeth to me,
I don't even want to joke.
No,
I know.
That's not
funny.
That's right. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Bon momento.
There we go.
Bon momento.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
There's
weird show today.
On the phone.
So, wonderful kid. Yeah. Great kid from Columbia. Just, if American kids had that kind of personality and that kind of politeness and gregariousness and engaged in conversations.
So I'm picturing like Charo?
And
a young.
No, not like Charo.
Is it the kid from Modern
Jesus
Family?
Jesus Christ, huh?
Is it the kid from Modern Family?
No, not like Manny. No, I'm stopping talking about my daughters. I'm going to get angry.
I was checking out the market. Do you play in the market?
They were great kids, and we had them over, but they are not coming to Jimmy's. I made steaks on the grill.
Nice. Mm.
Yes, always a winner.
Delicious. Yeah, always delicious. So tonight, it's Jimmy's. We want you to be there or be square, and if you come dressed in Capitals gear, rocking the red, I'd even allow, if Oscar showed up with that shirt.
I wore this on purpose.
Yeah, look at that.
If you showed up, I would give you a raffle ticket because you're wearing red. All you have to do is wear red. Doesn't have to be Capitals gear.
Yes, give a ticket to the walking penis.
Hey, I'm relationship O.
So, Rob, obviously this is going to be a pretty significant athletic competition for the first time since the Redskins. What do you think the keys to the game are?
Well, probably what they need to do is get the puck in the net and prevent the other team from scoring.
That's true.
You know what? They had a lot of shots on goal last week, and what's really important is...
What are your impressions of the...
Oh, well, you do the impressions.
Of the Bruins goalie.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy. I don't know, Mike. What are you doing to me? You said you were going to give me a hard time.
I'm happy. Sometimes I like when I come in and you're on the fasting program of the diet, right?
Yeah, I'm on the first week.
And your energy is just like you come in. Rob's over there. He normally has a light that he turns on. Right. He's sitting in the dark, slumped in his chair.
Didn't even turn on his.
And
lamp.
Rob is normally
like the guy from The Natural.
Rob, am I wrong to assume when Rob arrives in the living room studio, Rob is normally Mr. Greeter.
Yes. Picks up the energy in the room.
And Rob is just sitting over there going,
I was glad you said something. When I walked in, I instantly noticed that he was not his normal Rob self.
No, he's
and
not.
I also got here 7:45 today, so I just barely know.
Oh, you've been waiting.
Waiting.
That would bring tears to my eyes.
You would kill me. You know what? You would rather me be late by 5 minutes than early by an hour. You wouldn't know what to do with me. You'd come out in your boxers. What the hell are you doing here?
I have an announcement to make about a most hated politician, and I guarantee
you teased this yesterday.
I guarantee you nobody in the room would get it, and but let's do
can
that.
I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lieberman, Joe Lieberman.
How did you know that?
I just know you.
Wow.
Oh, you killed it.
I'm sorry.
You killed the bit.
But that's good that you got it.
Yeah, because he is.
I saw him pontificating. I don't care.
About the scandal, right? It pissed me off, too.
And
when he said on spring holiday.
Joe Lieberman is, I got hip to him because he was a big one for regulating the broadcast industry.
Yeah, he was.
And he is the most sanctimonious of sanctimonious. Mm-hmm. I have come to a place, and I never thought I'd get this to this place later on in my life, but I'm so anti-pontificating politician.
Sure.
I just think these guys, I realized when we were under the gun, everybody in the broadcast business after the Janet Jackson scandal, when we were all under the gun and everybody was coming down on us, and we were asked to watch this hearing that the Congress had with the broadcast company leaders, Mel Karmazan.
It was a hell of a dog and pony show.
And I realized all these guys do is make their little "you're such a bad person" speech.
Yep.
And Lieberman is the king of it.
Yeah.
Saying, well, they're terrible. I'm watching him talk about the Secret Service. You know, and the thing about
It was on the NBC show. It was on Meet the Press, right?
Did
Meet the Press?
Well, he's got this way of talking. And what these guys are, look, I know that we have to police our country. We have to make sure that the bad guys don't do bad things.
Sure,
we have to have hearings to make sure bad stuff doesn't happen again.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, what these guys really do better than anything else is they go na 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 na.
Well,
that's what they're all about.
I think they're trying to make sound bites in the hope they'll get on the news.
I think so too. But these speeches are all, I am shocked on this day and age would have the indecency to do this. And they go blah blah blah. Yeah. Like, well, what are you going
to
do?
Well, every soundbite can really be simplified to, well, you did wrong, and we didn't do wrong, and
we're
shocked that you did wrong.
Yeah, and then every once in a while, you'll see a guy make one of those speeches, and then the day after, he gets caught with his Schwanstucker in the door.
Yeah,
and that's the way it works. Right. And I think that Lieberman to me, he represents the most extreme version of this, where nobody likes to scold more than Joseph Lieberman.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the same time, you know, this is a guy that was a member of one party and kind of crapped out on that party when he lost his primary.
Right.
Yeah.
And, he has a right to do that. But at the same time, he's, you know, he's just a pure political
animal. I love your impression because it's based on, whether you know it or not, a 1950s cartoon character named Droopy Dog. Yeah. And that's Droopy Dog's voice is Joe Lieberman's voice.
Yeah. You just don't understand.
Is he as relevant as he once was, though?
Probably not.
No. Really, right?
No. But they got him to comment. And the thing that pissed me off the most is he said they didn't act like Secret Servicemen. They acted like teenagers on spring holiday.
Senior.
Well, it's not spring holiday. It's spring break.
It's spring break.
I mean, but out of touch are you?
Because totally. That's the way he speaks.
You're right.
He is the most sanctimonious bastard that exists on the Hill. And he's just like, well, I wouldn't have done this. And I feel this way. And it's just, he doesn't act like a congressman as much as he acts like a holy man.
Overinflated view of self.
Now, Mark, he's one of
yours. I just know that there's something. Yeah. He's got something.
It's part of the tribe.
He's one of yours. What do you have to say?
Jew.
Jesus. Now that seems
it's a little extreme, Mark. It's a little over the top right there. Good Lord. So anyway, that's my least favorite politician.
Probably
I hate that. I hate all the guys when they make their speeches like that.
Yeah, right.
I like solutions. I like leader. You know, you guys are making all these speeches, but the last time I checked, Republicans and Democrats, when there's something up on the Hill going on, you never come to any meeting of the minds and take any stands or really put your ass on the line at all.
And here's where I would criticize the news media on this, is the news media encourages this kind of thing because they love the sound bites about outrage. So if a politician says he's outraged, that makes the news. If the politician were to go on and say what he would do to correct it, well, that won't make the news because it's not as sexy as the outrage.
Give the governor harumph, 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 harumph.
It's weird. And maybe, I guess that's the whole system. I mean, they do it in Britain, too.
I apologize for guessing, but you know what? I just knew it because I saw the same thing and it pissed me off, too.
Yeah, and Joe Lieberman said, if people do that, they're going to act like they're on spring holiday.
Spring holiday.
Spring holiday.
Well, you know what? I'm not justifying what the Secret Service did, and the fact that this many of the guys did it, and they're cleaning house. I mean, they're bumping these guys every day. It's another guy that's resigning or retiring or getting fired, and I think that's okay. It's just I don't like these congressmen that act like they don't have any skeletons in their closet, or these senators that come on and just say, "Well, this is the way I feel." I just think it's BS.
Well, Lieberman, he can't get by on his looks forever.
Do you guys think that since this what is technically the longest presidential campaigning timeline that we've ever had, has really burned on people? Because I am so done with this. I do not care if Mitt Romney got enough delegates to be the official nominee. I could care,
and maybe it's just decided anyway.
Yeah, but I feel like. I'm watching the news yesterday. I don't even want to hear about it anymore.
Do you think you'll be back in when it heats up?
I hope so, but I'm just so beat down on it.
You may want to step out.
I'm pissed off at Obama today because he went on my least favorite late night television show.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
He went on Jimmy Fallon.
That's why I thought that Isaac, maybe I don't care anymore because after him singing twice in the past 6 months and then going on Jimmy Fallon, it's kind of like this is who he is. That is what he does.
And I think it tremendously diminishes the office.
Absolutely.
When he goes on Jimmy effing Fallon and gets involved in one of Jimmy's. If you go on a TV talk show, I still think the president should go sit down and be interviewed. And that's about it.
Yeah.
But doing shtick. No.
He's clearly pandering to the college crowd, and we'll talk about that some more later.
Yeah, but he is.
It pissed me off that he reduced himself to that. It pissed me off that it elevated Fallon. Because that's really, why would he get that score?
Well, he couldn't go to on Carson, you know, because he's not around anymore.
Well, because he's dead. Well, he can get on Carson daily.
Well, and Jimmy Kimmel doesn't slow jam the news.
Yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel probably, he'd be more dangerous.
Yeah.
He'd probably be scared to go on Jimmy Kimmel because Jimmy Kimmel might say something.
Tough questions.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I don't know, the whole thing, I think you're right. I think the country might be a little burned out.
Oh, I know they are.
I saw that yesterday and I said, well, this is what he does. Like, I can't even be mad about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I read yesterday that Michelle Obama has made more television appearances in her tenure as first lady so far than the past three first ladies combined.
She's closing in on Tony Randall.
You know what will happen, Oscar? In the summertime when we have the conventions, it'll heat up all over again. Your interest will be peaked. Right now, we're in that dead zone, where I think Newt Gingrich, at least what I read, is he's going to resign next week.
Red-hot convention
action.
He's
going to suspend it.
This summer, it's going to be hot.
It's going to sizzle.
Yeah.
Do you know where the conventions are? I don't even know where they are.
I've forgotten. I've heard. I could look it up. But
the Republican convention is at the State Theater.
Where are they going to seat the Georgia delegation?
They'll be up in the upper left.
The Georgia delegation is going to be up in the left balcony.
They've got a good seat for you from Georgia.
I don't know. I think Americans feel the same way.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't love anybody anymore.
We're
all still hurting
a little bit. It's who we hate least.
I have not had this much apathy towards just general politics overall in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think that is what Obama ought to be worried about.
Let me ask Oscar this question. Are you motivated enough, though, that you want to go to the polls and vote against somebody? Do you have that feeling at all? Or do you just not care?
It's apathy. No.
It's so funny because I would consider myself a... I'm a moderate, but I'm a Democrat. Like I know where my values lie, but I want to see. I'm interested to see, and maybe that'll get me back in the race. Mm-hmm. What Romney's going to do as a running mate,
right?
Because for everybody that's a conservative and says that Romney's not really a conservative, I like that. In a candidate. I like someone that can see both sides. Take away the four-car garage with the elevator. Take away all that. I really, that's really what I want to see, because to be fair to Romney, I don't know if Obama has really come through in everything that we thought he'd come through with.
I think a lot of people agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think this may be the most important running mate selection in the history of our republic. Mm-hmm. I really think so. I think he's got to make a choice that we might not even know if it's the right choice initially,
right.
Mm-hmm. But it's got to eventually be the home run, or I think he's screwed.
I hear he's being advised to pick somebody who could be president as opposed to picking somebody who could get him elected, a la John McCain.
And you know, after
that's
watching,
where the home run comes in. I think it's got to be both.
After watching that movie Game Change,
right?
Isn't it so more? It's just so much more horrifying to think of a vice presidential choice, because you see the process, how they went through it, and from the other side,
that time,
and just God, you hope they choose right, because it is really, it's a heartbeat away from running the country.
I certainly hope it's somebody that cares about the environment, because you got the convention locations.
Yeah, yeah. The Democrats will be in
New York,
Charlotte, North Carolina, and then Tampa Bay is the Republican convention.
I saw it,
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep. Okay,
that'll be fun.
Who made that call?
When it just doesn't matter anymore.
Hey, do you want to do a remote?
Jim, I'm smelling a rat. I'm really smelling a rat. That's a bad move.
We could do a remote from Charlotte.
Charlotte. I just care that whoever Mitt Romney selects, and I want all of our candidates to care about the environment.
Here.
Amen. Care about the environment like my next door neighbor does.
You're the greenest man on the internet.
Richard and I chatted for about a half an hour yesterday. I came back from one of my little power walks, and Richard and I were talking about a variety of subjects. He's a very political guy. We talk about politics all the time. He initiates it. He loves to talk politics.
Good.
And
he goes, "Hey, Democrat."
No, you're wrong, sir. Yeah, he's more left than I am.
Yeah, but I was just talking about how he paints you.
Right, and so he says to me, I said, "Oh, Richard, you're featured on my podcast today. I did a whole half hour talking about you and your limited carbon footprint." And he starts laughing.
He stopped me in the driveway this morning and said, "I did listen to the podcast. Please give this to Mike."
So what it's he gave envelope. Me was taken last night.
It was a blank
photographs
envelope.
Photographs inside.
Taken last night. This is Richard taking a picture, two pictures. This is my trash in the barrels. And
exhibit
then
A.
And the other photograph is Richard's trash.
And exhibit B.
Take a look at
See
that.
If you can guess whose belongs to whom. Does it bother you that he's taking pictures of your trash?
Not at all. It's hysterical.
That is so great.
So Richard took a picture of my three overstuffed trash barrels with just a massive carbon footprint. And then what he leaves out there every time, and he's gone one less this
That's
time.
That's awesome.
He only had one bag.
Yeah.
And you know
one
what
little
I love?
Bag.
The pictures are taken at night, so it has sort of like a scary TMZ quality to it.
Yeah.
He's out there like Belushi.
You're apparently the Bigfoot of environmental footprints.
Yeah.
What does he do that's different?
What did he say? Did we really get into it? I'm not really sure.
Does he recycle?
I forgot to even ask him if he recycled. We got
onto
other subjects, but he was laughing, and he listens semi-regularly to the podcast, and he gets excited when I tell him he's going to be featured on
right.
it.
Right.
Did the conversation go at all, "Hey, how about those essays I moved in down the street?"
No. You two got him all wrong. You got him all wrong. He's the best neighbor in the whole wide world. We will take a break. When we come back, Mark Ronick's going to tell us about a sponsor potentiality that we have to have. We have to enlist your help, the listeners.
Good, I like this.
In getting this sponsor to advertise on our show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. They keep coming in, and we keep loving them, ladies and gentlemen. This letter comes to us from Jim Horacek.
Hey, Jim.
Yesterday, Saturday, the 21st, this is this past weekend, was the final day for me of the steady trim phase of the Weight Not program.
Okay.
We're talking about Weight Not, 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486. Today, I begin the 90-day healthy way period, where I reintroduce previously forbidden food. Today, cheese.
Hey,
yay,
boy.
Cheese.
Some of my final totals from the weight loss portion of the diet, 71 pounds lost.
Oh, look at
246
that.
246 pounds when I started Weight Not on 116.12.
Wow.
175 today, 11 inches off of my stomach.
He's thin as a rail.
2 inches off of my neck. Waist size down from 38 to 34. Jacket size down from 46 regular to 42 regular.
There you go.
Shirt size from XL to L, and in some cases M.
Wow.
And the best number of all, blood pressure meds down from 20 milligrams to zero.
That's awesome.
Now I just need to keep it off, which with Weight Not's help shouldn't be too hard. The 3 miles a day I'm now running and the weight training I'm about to begin should also help, as I will be playing baseball against 20-year-olds in the Wood Bat League I'm starting today. This is a guy that's changed his life.
Yeah.
At age 38, this is the healthiest I've ever been. Thanks again for introducing me to the Weight Not program. The Mike O'Mara Show has literally added years to my life. You guys are the best, and that comes from Jim Horacek all the way out in Omaha, Nebraska.
Nice. And this could be you.
Very cool.
Unbelievable results. You can believe in 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Now, they're a fine advertiser. They've been with us for a long time, and they have enjoyed their relationship with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, right.
There is another advertiser out there. This goes in kind of a different direction.
Yes, it does. Okay.
We have weight loss, but we take all comers here because you know what? We know not all of you are going to be on the WaitNot program. Some of you might just like a nice snack food.
That's true.
And tell us, how did you get hip to this company, Pop Chips?
Well, actually, the Mark and Lowell Show.
All right, thank you.
Lowell and I.
What station is that
on? You might have saved that.
That's
for
on
the
Moore Broadcasting Network.
Right.
And what happened is,
where dreams go to die.
That's true.
Oh. And here I was all loving on you yesterday.
No, I'm not saying your show. No, the network.
He was just joking about that. Just a little joke.
Take it personal.
Levity.
And why would he?
Well, no, I think it's important.
I'm on that network too.
That's true. Yeah. Yes, yes.
I'm part of that. Yeah. Come on.
So Lowell and I just kind of naturally started doing this thing every week where we talk about things that we're into.
Incidentally, when you were supporting his story yesterday.
Yes.
Robert Ryan was a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He said, "Hey, Mike, can you please tell Mark Ronick that he is not a professional broadcaster?" And the way he interrupted Oscar's story yesterday was a fireable offense.
Oh, wow.
Really?
This guy,
bad
I don't
day,
know.
Robert?
I don't know how. Just being,
the only time I stopped Oscar was just to tell him that I thought he shouldn't feel guilty and that he was there for a reason.
Fine. I would defend you.
This guy is a dingleberry. And he has written negative things to me. I unfriended him.
He's hating him.
But I have not blocked him.
He's no longer doing weather on Channel 4. Is he?
This is back.
Oh, that's a different Robert Ryan.
January 27th, this guy wrote, "Hey, Mike, I've been a listener for over 20 years and thought I owe it to you to pass along some information."
Here we go.
Okay, here goes. Not going to read it, Robert.
Yeah.
Oh.
Negative, 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 negative. And so it's just he goes on and on and on. And he said, "Okay, now I feel like De Niro instead of a woman. I'm just getting warmed up."
Oh, he's a
good
dick.
For him.
Yeah,
it's just, not De Niro in Son of a Woman, is it? It's
no,
Al Pacino.
It's Pacino.
Al Pacino, you're right.
He attacks everybody.
Uh-huh.
That's a fireable offense.
That's right.
Man, everybody, he's horrible.
Yeah. What's he say about us?
Huh?
Some people are just cranky.
Give us a thumbnail. What's his problem?
Just read it all.
What are his problems?
No, I'm not reading.
You won't do it?
No, I'm not. There's certain ones that I, because if I was on the receiving end, I wouldn't want to hear it.
Well, you know what's great is that that'll free up some real estate tonight.
Well, yeah, whatever he wrote, I completely agree.
The last one was something
about.
And I
agree with Oscar, but with an exception.
The last one was Oscar getting Tom Likas on his other show, and he attacks Mark for not getting that.
Yeah.
He attacks Rob for your old buddy Rob. He attacks everybody, and he
Likas?
Said,
well, guess, I don't have a beef with Likas.
No, no.
And by the way, I'm not his old buddy anymore.
No.
So he can lick it.
He was steamed Likas was
said,
on your show. And
he said, Mike,
one.
What are you doing? Oscar gets Tom Likas 12 days before he goes back on the air. WTF is Mark. What the F is Mark Ronick doing for you?
Yeah, what are you
if
doing?
If I were you, I would ask Mark why Tom is not on your show tomorrow.
Can't you go out and book more broadcasts?
Can you answer
I don't care about
him.
Yeah. You hate
Tom
Likas.
Is not on my, I don't hate Tom Likas. Oh. Tom Likas is not on my show because I don't fillet him like Big O and Duke do.
We have a personal relationship with Tom.
Because
Likas.
He never Apparently. Competed against you in markets.
Yes.
Right. Where Westwood One put Tom Likas' show on and Mike O'Mara's and Don Geronimo's show on in the same markets.
Yeah,
we were competitive.
Right.
That's why we didn't have a relationship with Tom Likas. And this guy just goes
and
on.
Quite
and
frankly,
on.
Mike wants me here to make money, not book guests.
Right.
That's exactly right. That's
so,
right.
F you.
So he says, if you could sell a schedule to Tom Likas,
yeah,
Mark
then
is,
we'll talk.
This guy, Mark, is just sucking your money away and not getting you anything.
Yeah.
F, Mike, wake up. You need a real salesman working for you.
I've long
damn, it sucks
this.
To see you taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And then he just, and so he's on a mark. Robert, let me ask you this.
Passive
why do you,
Mike O'Mara yeah. being taken advantage of again.
Why do you possibly listen to us?
Right.
Yeah,
what
really,
is the reason?
Why bother? So, because he likes to be mad.
And to sharpen up his letter.
And there's
skills.
Always like a picture of a loved one. Always like uh-huh, a kid or the right. wife or, you know, just show you're a human. Well, then you write, then you spew out your hate. Stop mm-hmm. it.
What idiotic town does he come
say,
from?
Does he say
New York.
Does he say anything about pop chips in that?
No. Oh. But on to pop chips.
So Lowell was very excited, very into pop chips. And they are actually a low-calorie treat. So yes. you know,
Carla
so,
loves them.
And Carla had come to me and said, I heard Lowell talking about that, and
what
she gave
they?
Me a couple bags. They're potato chips, but mm-hmm. they are actually
puffy.
Popped uh-huh. instead of baked or fried.
Gotcha.
And they are very good and very crunchy, which is a big thing for me
sure.
with chips.
Mouthfeel, Rob.
Oh, it must be a wonderful mouthfeel.
It's
can you imagine?
But we did that a long time ago, early on in the podcast, and somehow Lowell got involved in a Twitter conversation, and Pop Chips saw he was talking
Ooh.
About it, and then they reached out to Lowell.
So what do, you came to me and you said Pop Chips... We can what we did on the Mark and Lowell show, you can do on this show on a much larger scale.
Right.
And you think that we need to send Pop Chips make some sort of a statement for Pop Chips?
Yeah, well, they had asked us if we wanted to tell our listeners who to contact there, that they could reach out. And what all of a sudden started happening is on Facebook, I started seeing these pictures of people with mounds of bags of Pop Chips. They had reached out to the company, and in return, the company started sending them free packaging of chips.
That's how you get them hooked.
And so now actually
I just
sent her some more information about advertising yesterday.
So what should we do to prove to Pop Chips how wonderful a program we are?
You could post on our wall and mm-hmm. say how much you love Pop Chips, or you were introduced to Pop Chips from us.
That's
and,
good.
You could, and if you find them on Facebook, you could friend them and then tag them on,
also
the, on
good.
That post.
And all what right. about, and maybe Twitter post? Those of you who use Twitter
as well.
Everybody uses Twitter. If they were to post as well.
I don't use Twitter.
That seemed, I don't either much, but I would go on for this.
I don't tweet.
Because the Pop Chips people seem to be paying attention to what happens on
Is
Twitter.
There a particular lady that we need to contact at Pop Chips?
Well, you know, she
a
said
lady.
She was so overwhelmed with the emails that Twitter or Facebook might okay. be best.
Stop. Don't do that.
No, but do it on Facebook,
do the
or
Facebook.
On Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
So soon, hopefully, to be a sponsor on the show will be Pop
maybe
Chips.
Maybe what you can say on your post is, you know, I'm a big fan of the Mike O'Mara show. Or the more broadcasting network.
Heard about you here.
And I like Michael Mara's show as much as I like Pop Chips.
That's right. Right, and they have a wall that you can write on.
They do.
Mention
right.
the Michael Mara show.
So just look up Pop Chips.
Don't get confused and post on the wall of John Pop.
So Pop Chips, this is your first freebie.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be another one.
No.
I agree.
Thank you.
Can I go on record and say we shouldn't give freebies?
Yeah, you're right. I thought it was going to be more
just,
than that.
I'm going to.
Kind of pitching a
why
client.
Why am I such a dick? Jesus, I don't know why.
Boy, how many times have I asked that question?
This is the
problem
I have
out there.
With it. This is, and I see where your head is at, and that's exciting that somebody's excited about that. But most people, and maybe because I deal with this field, that mm-hmm. run that side of uh-huh. that marketing are just running the social marketing.
Right.
So they could run it up a flagpole. I'd rather have somebody call the front office and say, look, who's in charge of advertising? There might be an agency.
Right.
Probably.
And the agency makes a decision at the
right.
end of the day.
She happens to be the right person.
She is.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
Let's give her out her email.
Let's give out her email?
Yes, and people can email her.
That might not be the best move.
She was really...
Well, wait a minute. Mark, I thought we were clearer on this. You had said the Pop Chips. That's why I wrote it down. So I thought that what we were going to do is we were going to have our listeners contact this lady.
Yeah, and we can through Facebook and Twitter.
Through Facebook and
yes,
Twitter. What's her name?
Her name is Lauren.
Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, I just I don't know the...
Well,
I guess I don't know the end game because I'm putting myself on... this is... just show business that we're talking about here. This is how as real as it gets.
Yeah.
Is if I were in their shoes, I would appreciate the
promotion.
Mm-hmm. I would love for all our listeners to work hard and go and buy Pop Chips if they're into that.
Right.
And really promote it. But I don't know if that translates into an ad buy
right.
because they have their budget that either they've already earmarked and done, or but I don't know how they run their advertising.
If there's no business to be found with this, then I will sick Robert Ryan on Mark.
That's perfect.
I will not block him for this very reason.
What if we take this angle?
It's an admirable approach.
What if they go to the Facebook page and write, "Would love to buy pop chips if you advertised on the Mike O'Mara
show." I like that.
Yeah. I mean, we're not holding a gun to their head, but we're just telling them we have the power.
I have knowledge of the product, and I like the product. And
Do they come in flavors?
So, yeah, it's a variety pack. You know, it does that thing. So anyway, we've said enough about it. And, you know, what do we want people to do? Now I've even
forgotten. What would your game plan be?
To be honest, I didn't know we were going to do this, so I didn't really have a game plan. But I would say just to exactly what Rob said, go on there, say you heard about the product on the Mike O'Mara show. And I would love to patronize your product if you advertise on more broadcasting.
I guess my only rub is this, is that, and I see that clearly this wasn't something that was going to be talked about on air.
Right. Right.
Is that I wouldn't want our listeners to go, because they're so loyal. Yes. They're so effing loyal.
Yes.
To go out of their way to buy something that maybe they're not into just because they think that they're helping
us. Show. Mm-hmm.
And we're not. And the way we've amended it is we're not telling them to buy it. We're saying to show the interest, to say that if they were advertise.
I'm really glad I brought this. They would buy.
Wouldn't you rather talk about it and clear it up now, though?
I don't care.
Would you have rather me had not said anything?
I don't care.
Okay.
If I cared, you'd know.
Does it open up into a larger
suite? If I really... No, I don't know.
You made a good
If I really cared, I'd give you a hard time about it, but I didn't know. I thought it was a... I sort of have listened to Mark some of the time. And then I wrote this down, Pop Chips, we'll do something on them, and that was something...
I think
it was something
fine.
That came out of that other troublesome show that we have on the morning.
No, I think that they have a great approach. I just know, I guess from in my experience.
I just don't understand how that show gets so many sponsors just coming to their, falling into their laps.
You're focusing on the wrong thing.
I don't care. I'm focusing on all of you bastards with your other shows. Just wish it was this show and that's all I needed to worry about. I have so many plates spinning, I don't know what the hell to do. Swear to God. Hate all of you.
It's like
just trying to feed my effing family here. You know what? My bottom line is I want to put some more money in my bank account.
And Mike, I gave them a quote on the Mike O'Mara show yesterday.
Oh, you did? Good.
I did.
All right. So what? Did we do what we set out to do, or have we ruined it?
I might have sabotaged it.
I don't think so.
I think you're fine.
You're fine.
I'm sure that this
sometimes
would be
helpful. Sometimes you save a life, sometimes you kill something.
The main reason that I wrote it down today is because I like and Carla likes the stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And you had said that if our listeners like say how much they love it, they might give them some free stuff.
That is absolutely
That's
true.
Really the reason. That was my motivation.
You want free chips?
Oh, that's
Stop.
Good.
Stop. Come to rehearsal, you know, for, you know, sometimes, you know. The point is, what Mark came to me and said was... that some of their listeners who had professed their love for this product had gotten some freebies.
Yes, yeah, that is true.
Sounded
and so
tempting.
I said, well, we can, and you had said we could do this on this show.
No, we
right?
can. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you said that sort of, or what?
I don't think I actually said that, but it's not a problem.
All right.
But it's not a problem. I think it only helps.
Okay.
Communication.
Yeah. That's our business.
I'm hungry for pop chips.
They're good, though.
Yeah.
They're very good.
They really are good.
What flavor is your favorite?
Peppermint.
I like that one, too.
Winto green.
And traditional five flavor.
I've chopped pop chips in my house right now. The original, though.
They're very good. They're very yummy. So anyway, so you didn't say do it on our show.
No.
Okay. What did you bring it up for?
I was telling you about the fact that a lot of people got free chips out of it, and that I was working with them on getting them an ad buy on our show, on the Mike O'Mara show.
Well, hopefully this will work.
Yeah.
I'm sure
after
it will.
This.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
I'm not raging. I am not going to rage. I'm okay. It's my second major Mark Ronick disappointment of the day.
What did
What was the first one? When he showed up,
No.
No, I'm going back on Jumpstart with Wait Not. And so
I
asked Mark to get in touch with the powers that be over there. Yeah. And then, you know, all I got was like copied on an email that, you know, the 40 other people Mark was doing that for.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the audio.
We'll change the flavor.
Yeah, there's love.
I didn't mean to bring that up. Weird.
Welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Welcome back to this seat of disorganization.
We ain't exactly madmen, are we?
We're not. Our communication over the last month and a half of this show has been for dog. To be perfectly honest with you. Thank you. Welcome to Rob's Magic Audio Vault. It is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. And try the new Omega 3 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life.
Yeah.
To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Let's see what Rob's got for us today.
You mentioned it earlier, and that you thought that it was a mistake for Barack Obama to do the Jimmy Fallon show last night.
Not presidential would probably be the way I would describe it.
Well, this is how I think, you know, the interview was probably fine. I watched what he said, and what he said was fine.
Yeah.
But when he got to doing a bit.
And I, too, want to slow jam the noose.
And again, I think the problem there is that cheapens the presidency and it elevates the Jimmy Fallon show to where it doesn't belong.
Right.
He's not Meet the Press.
It's not like, you know, when it used to be the main show was Johnny Carson,
right,
where you had the main thing. You know, that was it. And I think it just ruins it.
Well, here is the president of the United States. And this is really sort of odd. And I actually looked in to see if they did this electronically or something. No, he really did slow jam the news last night.
What we said is simple. Now is not the time to make school more expensive for our young people.
Oh, yeah.
Not even funny.
It's not.
You should listen to the president. Or as I like to call him, the Preezy of the United Steezy.
And it goes
okay,
on.
Okay, so he's doing a Snoop Dogg bit.
Pretty much, yeah.
How old is that? Is that like, is that a decade ago?
Well,
I mean, shizzle on my nizzle. Well, isn't that seriously a decade ago?
I mean, that's just an isolated line from that bit. That bit is a Jimmy Fallon bit.
It's a standard Jimmy Fallon bit.
He's been slow jamming the news with
different people all the time. You might be one of 10 people in America that know that. I'm serious. Jimmy Fallon, I mean,
it's normally your buddy Brian that does it, right? You know, Brian Williams? Yeah.
He's done it.
It's just, I mean, Jimmy Fallon, of all, I mean, there's so many other programs that he, I mean, if you talk about the pecking order a little bit,
if you wanted to really chase the youth vote, what would be a better show to do you think?
Daily Show.
Yeah, I think
he's gone on the Daily Show, hasn't he?
Has he?
That. Yeah. It's I don't know. I just feel as like you need to be the president, you know, because Romney, bulletin for Barack Obama, you got a guy in Mitt Romney that may be aloof and you keep everybody at an arm's length, but he seems to me to be kind of presidential. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's got that going on for him.
I think he's got to be careful.
All right, let's change the flavor. And the flavor I choose, Mike, is...
Flavor Flav?
No, is the flavor... Rain? No, no, no. The flavor I choose is jalapeno cheese.
A favorite around here.
Do you remember yesterday we had this Trace Adkins commercial?
I'm Trace Adkins.
He's introduced...
Now that you know about Trace Adkins...
He's introduced his own brand of sausage,
yes,
right?
Yes, he has.
Well, I went finding and I found, rather, I went searching and I found a new Trace Adkins commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know there was more flavors available.
Oh, really?
Yes, there are.
Hi, everybody. I'm Trace Adkins, here to tell you about my delicious line of brand new breakfast sausages. There's regular with my original recipe, and there's spicy with just a little extra heat. And don't forget about my sweet smoked pickle sausage, my delicious fish and gumball sausage, and my cinnamon apple sausage that's great with pancakes and waffles.
Yeah.
My sausages are known around the country, and coming soon, my ass gumbo sausage.
Wait a minute.
Just a little extra heat, something's going to make you want to drag your ass along the living room floor. My Trace Adkins line of sausages are sweeping the country. People love its good down-home flavor and its extra kick, especially when you wake up the next morning. So don't forget, it's my Trace Adkins breakfast sausages, available in groceries all over America. Hope you like them as much as I do. And don't forget, I'm Trace Adkins. Lick my ass. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. You know what? Oh, that's the first thing I've ever heard you do that I didn't recognize you right off the bat. I knew that wasn't Trace Adkins, but I thought, well, what service did Rob get this from?
It was the mighty Omera Art Players.
That was definitely an example of a bit that could have been so much better if there had been more effort put forward.
I thought it was fine.
Well, our clothes really sort of didn't even settle in our chairs. You sat down, you said, can we tape something?
I said, roll this, Rob.
Yeah, it's okay.
Trace Adkins.
You know, beautiful. I think of all the game shows, if you go to the construction of the game show themselves, the two that stand out as just great game shows by the way they're built are Pyramid and Family Feud.
Yes.
And Family Feud is back in like its sixth or seventh incarnation.
Yes.
Steve Harvey is the host.
Right.
And
great.
This is
he does a pretty good job. He really
yeah,
does.
And he was pretty good. This is a pretty funny moment, not just based on the answer that the first lady gives, but by the way her sister follows up too. It's the fast money round.
So Michelle Obama was on.
No. This is not Michelle Obama.
Right,
this
you said the first lady.
The first, I'm sorry, the lady that came up first.
Oh, you get, you know, with him being on Jimmy Fallon,
right.
I mean, oh my God.
Anything's possible.
They're going on game shows.
Meet the Obama family.
Right.
Anyway, Survivor.
I like this answer. I like the way Steve Harvey handles it, and I like the way the sister is on afterwards.
Here we go. We ask 100 men, name a place on your body that a doctor might look in with a little flashlight.
But.
Name a place on your
Wow.
So now they're revealing the answers.
On your body that a doctor might look in with a little flashlight. You see.
And it says, but.
I'm 54 years old. I've been to the doctor so many times. But I can assure you, if that man ever takes a flashlight and shines it, me and that man right there, we're going to tear that whole office up. Survey said...
16.
What?
You know, it's up there.
What's great about having a comedian in a role like that is he knows... when to roll with the joke, and, and his timing's impeccable, and that's what I love watching.
It's great
guys like that, you know that. And I know Sherry Shepherd, you know, says that she's a comedian, but Sherry Shepherd on The Dating Game is the opposite of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't ever. She just doesn't do it well enough.
She has no instinct for it.
Exactly.
So he reveals, but gets 16 points. But then the best thing is when the sister comes up. Okay, 16.
I want to ask you the exact same five questions.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Can't wait to see what you say. You cannot, you better not duplicate these answers.
Okay.
If you do, you'll hear this sound, and then you'll hear me hit the floor. 25 seconds on the clock. Here we go. We ask 100 men, name a place on your body that a doctor might look in with a little flashlight.
But...
Love that game.
So they both said but.
That's what's going on the Family Feud.
That's funny. That's great.
Now, Mike, do you know or remember from mostly from the 90s a soul singer named Brian McKnight?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Black man.
Yeah, does a lot of sex.
Hey, black man.
White people are so scared.
No, that's not him.
That's such a ripoff of
that
a lot
is,
of
it is, but it's fun to play.
It is fun to play.
He is trending right now. He was recently sick, and he was in bed, and he wrote a song, and it is basically a love letter to the orgasm, the female orgasm.
Oh,
really?
And I think you'll like the song. I'd like to play a little because it's got that sound of sexy soul.
Okay.
The song is called Ready to Learn, and it's sort of trending up on the in the whole Twitter universe and everything. This is Brian McKnight with his new hit song, Ready to Learn. I had to bleep one word in it.
Let me show you how your pussy works. Since you didn't...
Just so you know, let me show you how your... works.
Blank works.
Okay. And it's really, he's willing to.
He's been ill?
Yes, he's willing to teach women.
Okay.
Let me show you how your pussy works. Since you can bring it to me first, I have lots of things to show you.
Is he recording it in the same studio where Trace Adkins recorded it?
This
commercial?
Is not the actual track. This is a home video that he put up about the song. The track will actually...
Because I don't think the studio is going to take the business.
Well, this song, he is actually finishing this track to release.
Really?
Yes.
Release, get it?
Love song.
It is a very pretty
song. Is he
song.
Playing the keyboard on that?
He is. He's got a great voice. Voice holds
that's
up, doesn't
fantastic.
It? Yeah. Bet you didn't know that it could score.
When's it going to be released? That's just
well,
funny.
He's going to release it once, and then he's going to wait about 2 hours.
Maybe a nap.
And then try again. Good wishes from the Mike O'Mara Show to Roger Clemens, who is being tried,
yes.
of course, for perjury.
Yep. We the have, Rocket.
Yeah. We have some footage from his court case.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you've heard this yet.
I have not.
It is not going well for him.
Oh, I've always believed that steroids or HGH were the only ways to be successful and to reach goals. Over the course of my career, I've had the opportunity to work with many trainers and to use steroids and cheating the game of baseball to keep my body in the best shape it could possibly be.
I
freely, without question, shared my steroids with children, young and old, and I will continue to do so. I've had thousands of steroids from friends, working partners, teammates, and I enjoy doing steroids or HGH. I'm not just a ball player. I'm a criminal. Do I think steroids are good for helping someone's performance? Yes. I've devoted my life to it and pride myself an example for kids. If I'm guilty of anything, yes, it is of steroids or HGH.
Right.
I've chosen to live my life with steroids, so I'm guilty. Let me be clear. I've taken steroids. Thank you.
That is the Rocket, and that is your Magic Audio.
That is good. Do you guys think that he's going to get a heavier sentence than Barry Bonds did? Do you think he's going to get it?
I hope so.
You think so?
Yeah, I hope so.
You think so, though? Do you think he's going to get whacked?
I don't.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't, but I hope he would.
We'll have to wait and see. It's right in our backyard in D.C. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz Burbank and the news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'Mara'sShow.com. It is time to get our news updates. Here he is, the man, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. Wow. Channeling,
nice, right?
Always nice. Channeling Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan, Mitt Romney has launched his final campaign of the season against Barack Obama. This is for you, Oscar.
Nice.
I knew you wanted to hear this.
Can we get a pillow over here for Oscar?
After winning the five Republican primaries yesterday, Romney said this election's about the economy. And quoting him, paraphrasing Clinton, Romney said, "It's still the economy and we're not stupid." He told voters unhappy with Obama, "Hold on a little longer. A better America begins tonight." The president, meanwhile, courting the college vote, a big part of the crowd that put him in office in the first place. The topic he has chosen is college loans, saying he and Michelle paid off theirs just 4 years before he was elected president. He said this to an audience of 8,000 college students, and also, as you heard in the audio vault, slow jammed his message on the Jimmy Fallon show.
You know, as a crooked Chicago politician, he should have been able to pay them off sooner.
I would think so, and that maybe that speaks to the fact that he's not a crook.
Could be, Mike.
There you go.
It could be.
How dare you?
He also...
I wasn't referring about the president.
I like it when you say, "How dare you," for no particular reason. How dare you, sir?
Obama also met with college newspaper reporters about what his administration's done to try to make college more affordable. Politics aside, student loan debt is one of the biggest challenges we face in overcoming the country's current economic problem.
Oh, incidentally, if you're checking the Mike O'Mara socialist meter,
yes,
you know, where Mike O'Mara is a socialist,
yes,
I do believe in we should not have to pay for health care, and we should be able to educate our citizens through college.
I agree.
That's what I believe in. So call me a socialist. Thank you.
See you at the meeting, Mike.
Yes, that's
right. Look for Mike to reverse that opinion as soon as his daughters both turn 22 or older.
There you go. That's right. Then I'll go back to the old way. No, what are we? Why are you giving all these people a free ride for?
What is it, Russia?
Ridiculous.
They're gonna work for a living.
Come on.
Which brings us to Arizona and their Show Us Your Papers law, which is about to go on trial before a Republican-dominated Supreme Court. This is the law that allows Arizona cops to demand proof of citizenship from almost anyone. It also allows, for example, it could happen to him.
Got my papers?
It also allows police to make warrantless arrests if they think a person is deportable. The Democrats who control the Senate say that if the court upholds this Arizona law and similar laws in other states, then Congress may act to override those laws. Congress may step in.
I like the word deportable.
I like deportable, too. I was just thinking that.
First time I saw it
what
today
do you have
myself.
Do you have a console radio or do you have deportable?
Deportable.
Exactly.
New Quaker deportables.
Oh, they're delicious with extra fiber.
That's
you can
right.
Take them anywhere.
I never used to travel by plane.
Why not?
I don't know.
A new study from the Pew Research Center, by the
way.
says the Mexican immigration trend has now reversed, with more Mexicans returning to their home country than are entering the U.S.
because the economic opportunities are no longer here.
That's and part also, of they're pretty deportable.
And a declining birth rate back in Mexico at the same time.
That's amazing. A declining birth rate back in Mexico.
Yeah, not so much here, but in Mexico.
God, wow.
A former engineer.
There's no declining birth rate at the Manassas giant food store. That's for goddamn sure.
Excuse me, do you have a push cart with room for three children?
Hey.
A former engineer with BP is facing criminal charges in the wake of the Gulf oil spill 2 years ago. 50-year-old Kurt Mix is the first to face charges and likely won't be the last. He's accused of obstructing justice by destroying records, a lot of records, on the amount of oil leaking out of that busted well.
Most of his family members were good people. And, you know, when you saw his record, he was a bad kid in school.
Right.
Junior high, elementary school, he was a bad mix.
I liked his brother. He was the best mix.
He was not the best mix, yeah.
That was in the 70s, wasn't it?
It was. Well, and the 80s and now.
And 90s and now.
You know, I know that even in his early, I think it was Ryan or maybe Pete, he was the best mix.
The
thing about it, whether it was his teachers, whether it was his co-workers, mm-hmm. everybody could always agree on him. Yeah. Even the boss.
The records this guy destroyed, Mr. Mix, showed us that the well was leaking at three times the rate we were told at the time. Mr. Mix now faces up to 20 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000 on each of the charges he faces.
But you know what? Even this is a long way to go. Even
get
even,
comfortable, ladies and gentlemen.
Even though you know, you like the best mix,
sure.
who was that guy's brother.
Right.
They had relatives over in Britain too. That one
really?
That was a knight, you know, that guy Sir Mix.
Oh, I know.
I liked him a lot. I'm sorry.
Now
sometimes I have to apologize.
Don't be sorry. Don't apologize, Mike.
Mean it, Mike. If you don't commit, you don't expect
That's
us
right.
to laugh.
Own it.
I love
That's
it.
Right. Now, 8 Secret Service agents are out, and 3 have been cleared as the Colombian prostitution investigation continues. And a Secret Service agent not involved in this scandal tells the Washington Post, of course this has happened before.
Oh.
The anonymous agent says it only became a scandal this time because he says U.S. diplomats were alerted, tipped off that this was happening.
Officer Mix.
I think that's a given. Yeah, I mean, I would think just on the sheer numbers of people that were involved with that, you would really, really have
to. He says heavy drinking and loose women have traditionally been a part of any Secret Service trip.
The only, you know, and this as the scandal has become more part of the national consciousness and perhaps we're a little desensitized to it, my only feeling is, do you think we could get pictures of some of the other hookers?
I think we will in time.
Because the first one that surfaced.
Not so good?
Wow.
No,
I'd like to see. I'd like to see more.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first one.
Well, I haven't seen any pictures.
Great body.
Smoking.
I didn't think her face was that pretty.
Oh, it's pretty enough.
I think
exactly.
The picture I saw was blurred, or there was something on it.
Well, when you think of certain hookers in this country,
I've seen the mugshots. Exactly. More sex news. A judge in Utah has ruled that pleasuring yourself for money, even if it's for charity, is illegal prostitution.
Well, good luck tonight at Jimmy's.
The subject came up because a trio of escort services there in Utah were thinking about copying the big self-pleasuring fundraising event they have every year in San Francisco. The judge there in Utah also ruled that self-pleasure is not a constitutionally protected form of free speech.
Aye, there's the rub.
Exactly, Mike. New Yorkers who live on West...
We're on fire.
Thank you. Yeah, just keep, for some reason...
Keep doing this.
All right. Off switch.
New Yorkers who live on West 30th between 7th and 8th Avenues are asking the city to ban parking in their neighborhood. They say it's because patrons of nearby night spots are coming out of the clubs and having visible sex in their cars and leaving behind used condoms in the street.
Oh, God. I don't blame them.
And finally,
you know what? Maybe they could figure out a way to have invisible sex.
What, you mean like bump and grind?
No, I was thinking like they could use like a cloak of invisibility or something. Oh, that would solve everything.
I don't get that.
No. Finally.
You were trying to keep up with me, weren't you?
You know what? I've been trying for 20 years. Good luck. I get tired of looking at your ass back here.
You won't be fasting forever. A woman in Boulder, Colorado, finally, found herself apologizing.
Can I stop for a second,
though? Sure.
Just to expound on his premise a little bit, because really, if you thought about it. If you had a cloak of invisibility.
Yeah, like from Harry Potter.
With a cloak of invisibility, you could probably enjoy... with your eyes, everything. Like, you could go into places.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think you would ever really be able to get satisfaction other than with yourself. You know what I mean?
Depends it's on the size of the cloak.
I mean, but you wouldn't be able to like go in and you'd be able to see people that were naked, but you wouldn't be able to touch them.
Well, could you have
they
sex?
Scream anyway?
Could you have sex with other invisible people?
Wrap yourself with a woman inside the cloak.
Well, that never works that way. Does invisibility really work that way? Doesn't invisibility only affect the person that's invisible?
This is a cloak. It's like a rag that you can wrap yourself and just get a bigger one.
You'd have to get like the cartoon size one.
Yeah.
But I've never heard
is that comfortable to walk around?
The problem is, is the invisibility formula always makes you crazy.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not Patton Oswalt, so I do not have the comic book knowledge that I don't think anybody on this show does.
No, of course not.
But the fact is, it's always been the invisible man is invisible himself.
Right, but I'm not talking about the invisible man.
A cloak of invisibility cloak for an individual.
Yeah, but if you get a bigger one or get a couple. Snuggie.
I don't think it works.
No, the snuggie of invisibility.
That's why I didn't get your joke, because I think you just don't make the second person
you
invisible.
Didn't get my joke is the joke sucked.
Now, the whole thing is, if you had a willing partner who knew you were invisible.
Well, stop right there. That's never happened to me.
That might be big fun for her, because then you can do it on the highway.
And finally, time for us to disappear. We'll go on this. A woman in Boulder, Colorado, found herself apologizing yesterday after spilling yogurt on the President Obama.
They were all on this on the morning show.
At a local restaurant. The president brushed it off, literally and figuratively. And if you think about it, this is quite a change from the Clinton administration. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I saw that lady. She had a mean tat on her right arm.
But she's kind of hot.
She's very hot.
Yeah, I'd spill some yogurt.
Our show today was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Now's the time to check out the Mother's Day gift store. And while you're at it, consider the Kindle Fire. Or stuff your mom loves in the jewelry, crafts, and kitchen departments.
That was well done.
Bookmark our Amazon page to save money and support the show. Do your shopping at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we appreciate that. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.